主啊，我们感谢你，赞美你。
Lord, we praise you and thank you.
主啊，是的，主，我们再次来到你的跟前，是因着耶稣的宝血。
By Jesus' blood, we come before your presence. Lord.
不管我们今天这一周发生了什么事情
，No matter what happens throughout the week,
但是我们今天来到你面前是靠着主耶稣的宝血。
But today we come before your presence by the blood of our Jesus Christ.
我们成为你的儿女，是因着你儿子付上的代价。
Because your son has paid the price, that's why we can become your children.
主，谢谢你，你的真理常常提醒我们。
Thank you for your truth to constantly remind us.
我们得救是本乎恩，也因着信。
We are saved because our we believe, and God by your grace and by our faith.
不是出于自己。
Not by our self deed.
主啊，是的，主，我们是你手里的工作。
We are your vessels in your hand.
是在耶稣基督里做成的。
It is made complete in the hand of our God.
为要叫我们兴上。
So that we can do good in our life.
就是主在耶稣基督里预备要我们行的。
Is prepared by our Jesus Christ.
主啊，谢谢你。
Jesus, we thank you, Lord.
谢谢你，我们再次来到你跟前，主啊，过去一周的东西都放下。
So once again, we come before you and we lay down everything that was, in the past week.
不光是好的、坏的、软弱的、刚强的，我们都再次放在你的脚前。
No matter good or bad, or weak or strong, we lay everything in your hands.
我们来到你的跟前，要来敬拜。
We come before your presence to worship you.
相信你的话语，你和我们中间的阻隔已经完全的去除了。
We believe in your words that everything that comes, blocking us has already been lifted off.
谢谢你。
Thank you, Lord.
谢谢你答应和我们同在。
Thank you that you promised to be with us.
直到永远。
Until the eternity.
感谢主，赞美主。
Thank you, Lord. Praise Lord.
感谢主。我想好多时候呢，我们都会经历一些事情。
So I believe that a lot of times we will go through.
有时候经历一些事情呢，仇敌会来控告我。
Sometimes we will go through things, the Satan will come and you know accuse us.
其实我也就是前两天经历一件事情。
So a couple days ago, I have experienced something.
这些事情呢，神会来提醒我，但是仇敌也会来控告。
So these things, God will come and you know, warn us, and also at the same time, Satan will use this thing to accuse us.
我跟两个房客通话呢，我从来没有那样训过人。
I had a phone call with my tenant. I have never been this.I have never been this strong in words.
所以，我从来没有那样。
I have never been like that.
非常非常生气。
I was very, very, angry.
他们的电话里说粗话，我最后开始也是非常厉害，就是。
So they were swearing over the phone, and then I became very, you know, I was very strong in words.
我说的话不粗，但是很狠。
So even though I didn't put swear words in my language, but I was very firm.
后来夜里面做了一个梦。
So at night I had a dream.
我知道是神给我的梦。
I believe it's a dream from the Lord.
这个梦呢，就是是一把小提琴。
So in the dream there's a violin.
这小提琴里面呢，跳出来一个长蜍。
长蜍。
长蜍就是那个癞蛤蟆。
癞蛤蟆，So from the violin, a toad jumped out.
我醒来我就知道神在教训我，教导我。
So when I woke up, I realized that Lord is trying to discipline me.
我就立刻就知道，我就在主的面前祷告，说神啊，你赦免我。
So immediately I repent and then I ask Lord for His forgiveness.
因为这个小提琴是赞美的乐器。
Because violin is a It's a vessel for worship the Lord.
但是呢，就跳出一个这个癞蛤蟆。
But out of the instrument, a toad came out.
所以我常常我自己想，我这个人说话还是挺那个谨守的。
So a lot of time I felt that I am quite, you know, like careful with my words.
但是有时候真的是会有这种试探来临。
But times will come when the temptations, you know, like come to tempt us.
那没有什么借口。我后来写了一个给我那两个房客道歉。我说我向你们道歉。
So
我讲话非常的 就说是 I blow up on you.
So I repented and then I wrote a note to my tenant and saying that I was sorry. And then I, you know, the thing that I said.
I have no excuse.
我没有任何的借口。
就是 ask for forgiveness.
我就问他们，让他们原谅我。
但是呢，我觉得这条路上面呢，就是说我们行走的时候呢，我们需要上极大的恩典。
So I believe that in this journey we need a lot of grace from the Lord.
有一次我记得我们中间有个姐妹看到一个异象，我觉得这个异象非常非常的重要。
I remember a time when a sister saw a vision. I believe that vision was very important.
但我觉得要再次提醒大家，就是一只大手抓着一只小手，但小手离开了。
So is the big hand was grabbing the smaller hand. However, the smaller hand is trying to escape, trying to get away.
但是呢，另外一只大手戴着这个
手套
手术手套的大手呢，就靠近这个大手。
But another greater hand with a surgeon's glove on came and grabbed the initial big hand.
有些异象是非常非常重要的。对我们来讲是非常重要的，因为神在提醒我们一些事情。
Some vision is very important for us because God is trying to remind us something.
就是我们，包括我这个房客呢，某种意义上讲是神给我的门徒，我常常为他们祷告，跟他们一起也祷告。
So including my tenant, a lot of times they are actually my disciples. A lot of times I will pray for them.
有一个，其中一个呢，他说他也。常常用主的，用仍是主，他也祷告。
So one of them knows the Lord, and he will also pray to the Lord.
但是同时呢，就是我们想，我们又遇到很多的事情，因为我们个人的背景和受伤。
But a lot of time we will come into different situations because of our own past and also our hurt in the past.
所以我们非常需要神的恩典。
So we need Lord's grace.
因为在这个过程里面，有时候呢就发生一些事情，试探来临啊，
because,
这些。
Because in the midst of this, we will come and come across a lot of things, including in temptation.
那这个就是属灵的孩子，我们怎么样去来造就我们属灵的孩子
？So it's a spiritual children. How do we build up our spiritual children?
有时候还有我们自己的孩子。
And also including our own, children, physical children.
我们自己的孩子演起来也是好多时候碰到很多的挑战，因为他们长大以后呢，他们有自己的思想，这个自己的世界观开始形成。
So as our own children, out of our own flesh, when they grow up, they will, they have their own thinking, and then they also facing their own challenges.
所以我们呢，希望我们很爱他，希望他们能够按照。我们所想的那样去爱主，所想的那样去，生活学习。
So we love them, and so we want them to, live according to our anticipation in love and in their studies and everything.
但是好多时候呢，事情不是现在朝我们所想象的方向在发展。
However, a lot of times, things were not according to our own desire.
其实神在这个异象里面特别要提醒我们呢，要神来医治我们。
So in this vision, it's reminding us that we have to let God to heal us first.
但是呢，神来医治这样一个过程呢，要神来医治的过程呢，仇敌常常是要阻止。
However, in the process, when God trying to heal you, and a lot, most of the times, the Satan will come to stop this thing from happening.
大家知道这个撒旦的意思就是抵挡的意思，他抵挡我们亲近神。
So the meaning of Satan is the 抵挡
resistance. 对，他会来不断的来抵挡，想办法来抵挡你亲近神，抵挡神的这个同在来临在你的中间。
Continue to resist you.From coming closer to the Lord, from the Lord coming close to you.
那另外他还会控告，他的另外一个名字就是控告者。
His other name is the accuser. He will come to accuse.
当你做错了以后，他就控告你。
When you do something wrong, he will come and accuse you.
因为你不配做神的儿女。
Because you are not worthy to be his children.
你不配得神的恩典。
You are not worthy to receive the grace.
你不配亲近神。
You are not worthy to be in his presence.
你不配服侍神。
You are not worthy to serve.
他就会让你越来越 不敢亲近神，远离神。如果你在真理上站得不稳的话
if you cannot stand firm in the truth, you will not be able to come close to him because of his accusation.
啊，他会告诉你，你不要去教会，人都会觉得你不好。
He will say of you, "Don't go to church because people think bad of you."
因为你他让你要离开教会。
He will make you, you know, go away from the church.
还有一个呢，就是撒旦也会用谎言，他是撒谎之父。
And also, he's the father of all lies.
他用谎言来代替真理。
And he will replace truth with lies.
所以他想办法用各种的方法来满足你，夺取你的时间。
He will find all sorts of ways to steal the time from you.
减少你亲近主的时间。
So that you don't have time to, you know, be close with the Lord.
我想大家都经历过这个。
I believe.All of us have experienced.
好多时候你说，哎，这个方法挺好，这个 YouTube 这个方法好，挺好。
A lot of time you will say, oh, this YouTube, YouTubers, I mean, the method from this YouTube is good.
但是他拍那个视频的时候，他自己只是那样，好多东西装备好，样亮了好多次，对不对？他要别人也那个点击率要上去，那是最主要的目的。
So their purpose is to have more subscribers or more clicks. So he had everything set up, you know, planned and practiced.
好多人觉得那个是真实发生的事情，他不是。
And a lot of time you think the scenarios on the video is something that actually happened. It's true. It's not.
因为他们有他们的想法，目的就是要赢得人的点击率。
Because they have their plan ahead of time, so that their purpose is to gain more clicks, more subscribers.
所以我们呢，就是要来放弃道而行之，我们一定要来亲近神。
So we, however, we need to turn ourselves around and spend more time with the Lord.
不管发生什么事情
，No matter what happened.
不管我们是做对了，做错了
，No matter you did it right or wrong.
我们就是要彰显神。
We have to return to the Lord.
因为神是我们力量的源泉。
Because He's the source of our strength.
生命的源泉。
The source of our life.
那我们同时也要，就是，在我们亲近神的时候，神就提醒我们圣经里面的话语。
When we come in His presence, God will remind us the words that is spoken in the Bible.
让我们知道，就是说，我们的神呢，永远是我们可亲近的。
So that He will let us know that our God is always the one that we can come close to.
因为他是我们的父。
Because He is our Father.
他是守约是慈爱的神，守约的神。
He is a promise keeper.
圣经上讲呢，即使我们不信实的时候，他也是信实。
The Bible says, even though we are unfaithful, He will keep faithful to us.
我们要知道，就是说他，是那个大能的神。
We need to know that He is the Almighty God.
那很重要的一个真理呢，我们今天要讲就是，耶稣基督是创始成终者。
So today we're going to focus on the truth that Jesus Christ is the beginner and the finisher, perfecter of faith.
就是当他呼召我们的时候呢，这条路他必然能够带领我们完成。
When he first calls us, he will definitely lead us to the end.
就是他要我们做的事情呢，他也必能做成。
So the things that he wants us to do, he will definitely accomplish in the end.
不管中间发生什么样的插曲
，No matter what happens in the midst of that or that，
那我们的心只要来仰望耶稣呢，他就必能做成。
As long as our heart look upon the Lord, He will accomplish all things.
所以我们看看希伯来书第十二章。
So we can turn to Hebrew chapter 12.
希伯来书十二章呢，讲到就是前面讲到很多。信心的指父啊，就是讲到就是他们怎么样来仰望耶稣，在十二章呢就讲了一节，
so,
第二节。
So before this chapter, it talks about all different, the father of all faith. So in this first chapter 12, the first verse, it says this.
我们既有着许多的见证人，如同云彩围着我们，就当放下各样的重担，脱去容易缠累我们的罪。重新忍耐奔那摆在我们前头的路程。
Therefore, since we are surrounded by such a great cloud of witnesses, let us throw off everything that hinders it and the sin that so easily entangles, and let us run with perseverance the race marked for us.
仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
fixing our eyes on Jesus, the pioneer and perfecter of faith.
这里讲到呢，我们要来仰望为我们信心创始成终的耶稣。
He says we need to fix our eyes on Jesus, who is the pioneer and the perfecter of our faith.
就是我们的主耶稣呢，就是他是我们信心的创始者，也是成终者。
So he is the beginner and the finisher of our faith.
就是他既然呼召了我们，他一定能保守我们到底。
Since he has called us, he will keep us to the end.
那从长远的角度来讲，就是呼召我们成为他的门徒，他能带领我们将来进入他的永恒的天国。
So he called us to become his disciples, and he will bring us into eternity.
从短期的角度来讲，他如果呼召我们做一件事情呢，他一定会做成。
So to talk about micro perspective, when he calls us something, he will.Definitely going to accomplish that.
他要医治我们，他也能够医治。
If he willing to heal us, he will heal us.
他也听我们的祷告。
And he will listen to our prayers.
圣经讲，一人信主，全家得救。
Bible says, when one person believes, the whole family is safe.
为我们家人的祷告，他一定垂听。
So the prayers we pray for our families, he will definitely gonna listen.
也一定能够做成。
And he will make.Sure, it happened.
我们圣经里面有很多很多的例子。
So in the Bible, there are many, many examples.
像这个亚伯拉罕，对不对？七十五岁出哈兰，神把他带领出来。就你想到七十五岁移民啊，神要给他一个儿子，神就给他一个儿子。
So think about Abraham. He was called out of Haran at the age of 75. Imagine you are going.Immigrant as an immigrant when you turn 75 and God tell him that he is going to have a son and he got a son.
那神给这个这个大卫的应许也是这样，当他被撒母耳高抹的那一天，那时候十几岁，应该不到二十岁，说你要做王。
So same as King David. So when he was a teenager, he was being anointed by Samuel.
过后就被扫罗追杀十几年。
So after that, for 10 or 20 years, he has been haunted by King Saul.
但是在他三十岁的时候呢，他就做王了。
But when he turned 30, he became the king.
按照神的应许，他就做王了。
According to God's promise, he became.
不管中间经历了什么事情
，No matter what happened in between,
神的应许都要实现。
God's promise will come to pass.
当然，有时候我们会问，中间为什么我要经历这些事情呢
？And sometimes you will ask, how? Why do I have to go through all these things?
有时候我们不明白。所有整个的图画。
Sometimes we don't understand the whole picture.
有时候可能因着我们过去的背景里面一些问题或者罪性。
Sometimes because of our background, you know, our sins.
有时候可能因着神有意的要来锤炼我们。
Sometimes God is purposely, you know, train us.
像大卫的一生呢，他经历那么多的东西，圣经里面并没有讲，神并没有直接说。我为什么让你经历这些？没有讲。
So in the Bible, David have been through many, many trials in his life, but but God never explained to him why he has to go through all that.
但是你仔细的读他的经历的时候呢，每一次都是被锤炼。
But when you read his experiences in the Bible, you will see that each time he has been trained.
他将来要做王呢，神在预备他做王的圣殿。
So he has to become king later. So God is preparing him so that he will be, you know, good enough for king.
你知道后来这个大卫被神称作合我心意的人。
So David is called the man who after God's heart.
圣经里面没有几个人被称为合神心意的人。
There are not many people that are being called a man after God's heart.
大卫是称为合神心意的人，神说他是以色列的牧者。
So David is called the man who after God's heart, and he's the shepherd of Israel.
所以中间他经历的一切呢，万事效力叫他得益处。
So the things that he been through is, you know, everything made perfect, so that, for those who love God.
也叫以色列人得益处。
So that, also bring good to the Israelites.
他经历很多的事情，包括扫罗杀他，他也不杀扫罗，这些事情呢，让他成为一个很有心胸的人。
So, when Saul tried to kill him, he would not lay hands on Saul. So that through all these things, he became a person with a, you know, bigger heart.
所以当他做以色列王的时候呢，神说他是一个牧者。
So when he became the king of Israel, God called him the shepherd.
因为他不是一个来这个辖制他的人民，让这些人民来服务于他的，他是来牧养他们的。
Because he's not like a tyrant, you know, to force people to listen to him. He's more like a shepherd, you know, to shepherd his people.
所以在大卫治国的时候的人民心所向。
So when he reigns, and all the people, you know, like look up to him.
就是神预备了一个王呢，这个是合他心意的嘛。
So God has prepared a king who is after God's heart.
那大卫做王呢？他是民主的还是装置的？
So when David reigned, was it a
Democrat?
Democrat or what? Was it democratic or like a tyrant?
那其实呢，是他最主要的真正的治是神治。
But the way he, you know, like govern his nation is by God. It's like God governing the nation.
但是这个人不听话的时候，神怎么治？
But when you know,
这王不听神的话，神怎么治？
But when people or the king do not listen to God, so what did God do?
所以呢，神训练大卫。
So God trained David.
但不光是训练，还是陶造，还是要对付他很多的缺点。但是呢，神的应许是实现了。
So no matter it's training or you know like molding him into a vessel, God's purpose has been done.
这就是旧约、新约有很多这样的人，包括约瑟。
So in the Old Testament and New Testament, there are many examples like that, including Joseph.
约瑟神给他一个梦，他将来呢要神要大大的来用他，甚至他的父母、他的众兄弟都要向他下拜。
So when he was young, he had a dream that later on he will be worshipped even by his own parents and all his brothers.
结果他讲了这个梦之后呢，就引起他兄弟的嫉妒，兄弟最后差点把他杀了，结果呢把他卖给了这个埃及人。
Because he shared this dream and all his brothers got jealous, it got him nearly killed, and in the end, his brothers sold him to Egypt as a slave.
那不知道那时候约瑟怎么想。
So we don't know what did Joseph thought.
约瑟可能想，我这个梦啊，害了我。
Maybe Joseph would thought, oh, this dream, you know, put me into harm.
不过感谢神，神很有智慧，因为他做梦的时候，圣经里面没有讲这个梦是神给他。真的，你仔细看的时候，从头到尾没讲这个梦是神给他。
But this is wise. But when you read the Bible, you will see from the beginning to end, it never said that this dream was from the Lord.
如果他一开始就很清楚是神给他的话，他会一直抱怨神。你想想，神你给我这个梦，对不对？完了，我的弟兄就迫害我。波提华的老婆也出卖我，把我钉在监狱里面。
So if God told him this dream was from God, just imagine how, you know, how much complaint that he can got from Joseph. Joseph would say, okay, God, you give me this dream and put me into, so that I became a slave and I became betrayed by my brothers and also put to jail.
你知道圣经里面有一些梦呢，神很清楚的说是我给你的。
So in the Bible there are certain dreams God will tell you exactly it is from me.
但是呢，约瑟的梦呢，神没有说是我给他。
However, for Joseph's dream, God didn't tell him that it was from him.
那感谢神，神呢知道，就是说你可以抱怨，但是呢，不要让你的心彻底的冷掉，对神冷掉。
So praise the Lord, we can even though we can complain to our Lord, but God will never let our heart turn cold to Him.
但是最后呢，不光什么事情发生，最后约瑟的梦实现没有呢？还是实现了。
So no matter what happened in between, in the end, Joseph's dream became a reality.
包括。他父亲的梦，雅各的梦，生给他雅各的一些十二个支派都要被成全，也成全了。
Including the dream that he gave to his brother Jacob, everything has come. His father Jacob, so everything came to pass.
你想想，就是神呢，要借着约瑟要成全以色列的十二个支派。
So through Joseph, God will use him to accomplish, to you know, to make complete the whole tribes, the 12 tribes of Israel.
那其实呢，从一开始他做了梦，他的弟兄就想把这个梦给他杀掉。
So when he first had a dream, his brothers want to kill this dream, you know, in that.
那最后中间呢，这个撒旦一直想要杀掉他这个梦。
So in between, so Satan is trying to kill the dream.
让他成为一个奴隶。
So that he became a slave.
奴隶还不行，最后还要下在监里面。
Not only just being a slave, later on he was put to prison.
也就是撒旦呢，让你离你的这个 dream 越来越远。
So that the Satan leads you away as far as possible from your dream.
你想一开始是你爸爸的宠儿，穿着彩衣走来晃去。
So at first you are the, you know, most favorable son in the family, and you were wearing the colorful robe that your father made.
那个时候，约瑟想着，我还差不多，将来能够比大家都高。
And so probably Joseph said, yeah, maybe it is possible that I became, you know, higher than everybody else in status.
成了人家的埃及人家里的奴隶之后呢？可能约瑟就说：“哎呦，那个太远了，越来越远了。”
So maybe when he became the slave of an Egyptian family, he was saying, "Oh, maybe the dream is, you know, getting further away from me."
当他被出卖进到监狱的时候呢，梦也不做了，是别人要做梦了。
So he got betrayed and became a prisoner. He probably stopped dreaming at all.
你知道在监狱里面呢，圣经里面讲呢，他神和他同在。
So in the Bible it says that when he was in prison, God's presence with him was with him.
不知道他做梦，刚做梦吧，法老开始做梦了。
I don't know if he had a dream, but the Pharaoh had dreams.
哦，他那时候可以解梦了。
And he can interpret dreams now.
他怎么能解梦啊
？How can he do that?
你以为他在监狱里面看很多解梦的书吗
？Do you think he studied many books in the prison to how to interpret dreams?
他那时候唯一能做的就是亲近神。
So the only thing he was able to do while he was in the prison was to, you know, come close to the Lord.
圣经里也没有讲他怎么祷告。
The Bible never said how he prayed.
圣经里面也没有讲别人有没有为他祷告。
And the Bible never said if anybody else prayed for him.
十有八九没有人为他祷告，因为他的家人都觉得他死了。
So,
他爸爸觉得，爸爸唯一一个可能替他祷告的人，已经觉得他死了，死了就不祷告了呗。
Most likely that no one interceded for him because everybody thought he was dead, including his father. The most likely person who prayed for him was his father, who thought he was dead.
你想他的哥哥们会为他祷告吗
？Do you think his brothers will pray for him？
可能犹大偷偷的为他祷告一两
声。Maybe Judah will pray for him, like, you know, like sometimes.
但是呢，好多时候撒旦控告他不能祷告了。你看，我们把他卖了，怎么祷告啊
？However, the Satan will accuse them. You know, oh, we already saw my brothers, so how can we pray for him？
也许他们也祷告。
Maybe they did pray for him.
但是呢，这些弟兄能够胆子那么大，把自己的弟弟要杀掉，这种人呢，就是说为弟弟在神的面前求情，机会不多，就是敬畏神，一开始就不敬畏神了。
So for a people who can, you know, do such thing to their own brothers, you know, almost killed him and sold him as a slave. This kind of people might not, most likely, would not pray for him.
谁替他祷告
？Who prayed for him？
那不是说别人的祷告不重要，代祷很重要。但是约瑟的情况，谁替他祷告
？So who actually prayed for him？ I'm not saying that intercession is not important, but in Joseph's situation, who would pray for him？
但是神呢，亲手要做成他要做的事情。
But God will.Accomplish what he has planned for.
所以到法老做梦的时候呢，他就出来。
So when Pharaoh had the dreams, Joseph, that was when Joseph came out.
那我想叫约瑟这时候呢，虽然没有做梦，但是像做梦一样。
So this time, even though Joseph did not have dreams, but it's like he's living in a dream.
突然怎么真的那个梦就实现了呢？我就坐在这个首相的宰相的座上了呢。
So what happened? So all of a sudden, I am, you know, in this highest place, you know, in the kingdom.
他就说是神。
And he said it is from God.
甚至他的这些哥哥们后来害怕他，怕爸爸去世以后他报复。他说你们的意思是坏的，但是神的意思是好的。
So even after Jacob, their father passed away, his brothers were afraid of Joseph because they were afraid Joseph will revenge. But Joseph said that even though your purpose was bad, however, God's purpose was always good.
神就借着他成就以色列的十二支派的梦。
And through him, God accomplished the 12 tribes of Israel.
这里面神添加给约瑟信心呢，也要给这个十二个支派带下医治来。
So from the faith from Joseph will also bring down healings on the 12 tribes of Israel.
那刚才我们讲到那个异象里面呢，我们要被神医治。
So in the vision we shared earlier on, we need to get the healings first from God.
约瑟能不能接纳他的弟兄？
So whether Joseph can accept his brothers or not?
很难。
It's hard.
但是后来你知道，当他的哥哥们来到埃及去这个跳梁的时候呢，见到约瑟，约瑟假装不认识，不认识他们，后来把便雅悯扣下来。
So when during the famine, the 12 brothers, the other 11 brothers came to Egypt to ask for food, they didn't recognize Joseph, and Joseph put Benjamin as a hostage.
神就借着犹大呢，就把这个约瑟的心就打开了。
So God used Judah to open up the heart of Joseph.
那圣经里面讲呢，犹大有属灵的权柄，掐住仇敌的咽喉，他能解除仇敌的这种困告。
So in the Bible it says, Judah has the authority to, you know, choke the throat of the Satan so that all the bondage can be broken.
那犹大做了什么呢？
So what did Judah do?
因为当时约瑟要扣便雅悯的时候呢，他就说你把我扣下。
So when Joseph wanted to put Benjamin as a hostage, Judah said, put me as your hostage.
我白头发的爸爸呢，他有两个小儿子，一个已经没有了，这个最小的他要回去，回不去的话我们都不行，所以我在这里做人质，你让我的小弟弟回去。
So Judah told Joseph that our father is in his old age, so two of the youngest brothers, one have gone, and the other one, which is Benjamin, he has to return to the father. So put me as a hostage instead of Benjamin.
当他这样说完的时候呢，约瑟就大哭了。
So when he said that, Joseph was break into tears.
他那个多少年受伤的心，对弟兄姐妹可能已经都弟兄都已经光芒了，那个心不能宽恕他们。但是那时候，当犹大这样一说的时候呢，他大哭。
So his heart was maybe turned cold over the years by his brothers. However, when Judah said that, his heart became open and he started crying, weeping.
所以神呢，在这个过程里面也预备了犹大。
So in the process, God also prepared Judah.
犹大，你去仔细读的时候呢，圣经这个人不怎么样。
So if you read the Bible, you will see that this person is, you know, like not very good.
啊，他年纪比较大，年纪比较大还去找妓女，搞这个搞那个。
He was in his old age and he still, you know, finds prostitutes and all that.
但是呢，他这件事情呢，坐在他爸爸的心上，坐在天父的心上，他做的就是耶稣做的事情，做人质，我来当罪，你把他放了。
However, in this instant, he put himself, similarly to just how Jesus Christ did, as a hostage.
那所以呢，犹大在他爸爸跟最后儿子们祝福的时候，犹大的这个权柄的祝福，大卫、耶稣都从犹大支派出来。
So that's why when Jacob passed away, before he passed away, he gave the blessing to Judah. And also Jesus, the blood of Jesus is out of this tribe as well.
所以谁能跟约瑟带来医治呢？
So who can bring healings to Joseph?
所以神在训练一批犹大。
So God is training a group of Judah.
就是愿意去承担。
So a group of people who are willing to, you know, 担当 responsible for things,
就是去 bear other people's sins.
Oh, to bear other people's sins.
就是当你愿意去这样做的时候呢，仇敌的权势就解除了。
When you are willing to do this, Satan's bondage will break free.
那所以神预备了犹大呢，来医治约瑟。
So God prepared Judah to bring healings to Joseph.
约瑟从那个时候开始到后来大哭了七场。
So from that on, Joseph cried 7 times.
弟兄姐妹，好多时候我们是需要被医治的。
A lot of times, brother, sister, we need to get healings.
然后我们成为医治者。
So that we can become a healer to other people.
因为约瑟呢，神预定他要来养活整个以色列的家族在埃及那块地上。
Because God has prepared Joseph to become a provider for the whole land in Egypt.
他是非常不容易的。
It's very difficult for him.
但是同时他又手上操着大权。
However, he, at the same time, he has the authority.
他要处死他哪个弟兄，哪个不喜欢的是随时可以处死。
So he can, you know, persecute any brother that he didn't like.
但是神给他的使命是先到埃及去，要来养活以色列人。
But God has given him this commission is to go into Egypt first so that he can provide for Israel.
但是他如果里面充满了对他弟兄的这种仇恨的话，这十二支派的命定怎么能够完成呢？
If he was filled with all the hatred, how can the purpose be made to all the tribes of Israel?
他有很多的理由不宽恕他。
He has many reasons not to forgive.
他有一万个理由不宽恕他。
He has 10,000 reasons not to forgive.
他对他们没有做错半件事情。
He has never done anything wrong against his brothers.
但是他们给他做了世界上最坏的事情。
However, they did most terrible thing to him.
但是神要他必须宽恕。
But God wants him to forgive. You have to forgive.
所以呢，神借着犹大。所以就带下一个医治，当约瑟的心被医治的时候呢，这十二支派能够安安稳稳的在埃及那块地上被养活。
So through Judah, God bring a forgiveness for Joseph, so that the 12 tribes of Israel can live.
这里我们看到呢，就是约瑟的梦，神必定能够成全他开始的工作，必能完成。
So we'll see that the dream that Joseph had will come to pass because when he's a beginner and a perfecter of our faith.
那这也是给他父亲雅各的这个呼召，就是十二支派要从他而出。
And it is also the calling of his father Jacob. From him, 12 tribes will come out of him.
那这也成全了犹大的呼召，因为将来的君王要从他而出，包括耶稣基督。
So the kings will come out from Joseph, including Jesus Christ.
这也成全了亚伯拉罕的呼召。
And also accomplished the calling of Abraham.
将来因为万国都要因他的后裔得祝福。
Because nations will be blessed because of him.
所以呢，神他开始的工作必要完成。
So whatever God has started, he will finish.
包括今天我们读的这个《使徒行传》里面有一件事情发生在保罗的身上呢，神做事情呢给他讲了，神就要做成。
Including one thing that we just read in the morning in Book of Acts, so what God said to Paul will come to pass.
那有时候说哦，圣经里面那些大的那些图画，是的，神都要成就。那小的短期的能不能成就呢？
So if you say the big, bigger picture will come to pass, how about the smaller things?
那神在这个23章呢，向保罗就讲话了。
So in Book of Acts, chapter 23, God spoke to Paul.
那时候呢，就是保罗回到耶路撒冷呢，被这个法利赛人他们就绑起来了，绑起来，觉得他是犯了罪，就要去审讯他。
So Paul returned to Jerusalem, and the Pharisees bonded him.
说他破坏圣殿的规矩，甚至要来处死他。
So they were trying to persecute him, because they thought they have, persecuted him.
但是呢，神给他在这个十一节怎么讲呢？当夜，主站在保罗旁边说：“放心吧，你怎样在耶路撒冷为我做见证。”也必怎样在罗马为我做见证。
But in verse 11, it says, the Lord stood near Paul and said, take courage, as you have testified about me in Jerusalem, so you must also testify in Rome.
那如果一个普通的人想呢，我在耶路撒冷都受到这么大的迫害，到了这个天子脚下，对不对？那该杀不是好伺候的，对吧？在罗马去，对不对？那是京城啊，对不对？
So, just imagine.
不更糟糕了吗？
Just imagine yourself, thought of yourself, you know, already being, you know, persecuted in Jerusalem. How much more persecution is going to come if you are in the capital of the nation, which is in Rome?
事实上呢，保罗他很想去罗马传福音。
Actually, Paul wanted to go to Rome to, you know, to preach.
他一直有一个心愿要去罗马，经过罗马再去西班牙。西班牙在当时的欧洲认为是天涯海角，就到地极了。
So his dream was to go through Rome and go all the way to Spain, which in the times they thought that's the end of the.
所以这里主就是我成全的这个梦，你一定会在罗马。
So God was telling him that he will accomplish this and he will testify him in Rome.
那最近我们在读圣经的时候发现呢，就是说，在这个路上从耶路撒冷到罗马的路上呢，发生很多的事情。
So in the journey from Jerusalem to Rome, a lot of things happened.
就是这个神的这个应许能不能实现呢？看起来很难的。
So whether this can God's dream can accomplish seems hard.
那第一个呢，二十三章你读到后来呢，就是说他们犹太人有好多个人，就是有四十多个人埋伏啊，先发了毒誓，说的不杀保罗，不吃不喝。这些四十多个人发了毒誓要对付保罗，对不对？这是二十三章讲的嘛？
Yeah, so
十二节到了天了，犹太人同母起誓说不先杀保罗就不吃不喝。现在同心其实得有四十多个人。
So in the at the end of chapter 23, it says there are about 40 men. They were vowed to kill Paul. You know, if not, they will not eat or drink anything.
这像保神跟主刚向保罗讲完这句话，四十多个人就要杀他了。
Imagine that after God spoke to Paul, and now 40 men was trying to kill Paul.
那最后呢，是这个保罗的外甥呢，听到他们说话了，最后就告诉这个前副长呢，反正把保罗就弄走了。
However, the nephew heard about this, and then he told the centurion. So Paul was being rescued.
最后保罗没有被他们杀掉。
So Paul didn't killed by them.
圣经没有写这些人有没有吃有没有喝了。
我也在想，饿死。
要为他们祷告。
So the Bible didn't say what happened to the 40 men, whether or not they have eaten after that.
后来我们今天读到的这个二十七章的时候呢，发现这个船开到在海里面去的，船就失事了。
So today we read about chapter 27. It talked about this shipwreck.
那些船上的人呢，也要把保罗也杀掉，因为他是囚犯，怕囚犯逃跑。
And the sailors wanted to kill the prisoners, so which is Paul because he's a prisoner.、Yeah.
但是你就发现呢，保罗因为神给他的这样一个话语在里面，在船上的时候，神又鼓励他说：“你放心，你放心。”
So because God has already spoken to Paul, and also during the shipwreck, God also spoke to him, said that take heart.
他说不但你到了罗马，而且一船的人我都送给你，你都要得救。
So not only you will go to Rome, the whole ship, all the people with you will be saved as well.
感谢主，我们需要神呢，不断的来鼓励我。
So praise the Lord, we need God to continue to, you know, like encourage us.
那其实今天的时候呢，我们再次的要彼此为什么一起祷告啊？我们要领受从神来的，要鼓励，很重要。
That's why we come together, you know, to receive from the Lord, you know, to encourage each other.
这种鼓励呢，就是说，所以我们要圣灵来运行。
So that's why we need the Holy Spirit to work.
我记得有一次我在堪萨斯读神学的时候呢，当时遭到一些就是非常不好的事情。
So I remember I was in Kansas in my study, and then I went through some, you know, difficult times.
我在上课的时候呢，我们那个老师他是个先知，就在上先知的课程，上到一半他突然停下来，他就说 Bing, 神有话对你讲。
So I was in this class, and this teacher is a prophet, and he was talking in the class. All of a sudden, he stopped and pointed to me and said, "Bing, God wants to talk to you about something."
后来讲一番话，我非常的感动。就是生之斗，生生斗。
So he and then he said something which touched my soul, and God knows me.
哇，当时我非常非常感动。
So I was deeply touched.
所以需要我们神呢，我们之间彼此的鼓励。有时候我们可能有异梦啊、异象，有时候有灵受神的话语。
So that's why we need to encourage each other. Sometimes we have visions, sometimes we have dreams.
有一次我在牧者聚会里面，有一个台湾来的一个牧者，我们大概十来个牧者在那里聚会。他有先知的恩赐，我们就说你要不要为我们祷告。
So one time we were in this pastoral Bible study, and there are many 10-20 pastors from different places, and this pastor from Taiwan, he has an anointing of a prophecy. So we asked him, oh, do you want to pray for us?
他祷告了一下，他说这里面有个王牧师，是不是我为你祷告。有没有别的姓王的？没有，就我。
And then he prayed and said, is there a Pastor Wong? So I said, I asked around and whether other people have the same last name, but I was the only one.
他就开始向我发预言。
And then he started to prophesize.
哇，对我非常大的安慰。
So it brings great comfort to me.
所以呢，我们中间呢需要神的鼓励。
So we need God's encouragement.
虽然圣经讲看不见就信的人更有福了，我们最好还是能看见。
So even though the Bible says those who did not see and yet believe are blessed, but still sometimes we need to see.
就像十二使徒一样嘛，他们信心很大，因为他们跟了耶稣嘛，对不对？亲自能看得见摸得着，对不对？
Just like the 12 disciples, they actually followed Jesus. They saw him in person, touch him in flesh.
所以我们的信心需要这样被鼓励和成长。
So our faith needs to be needs this kind of encouragement.
所以在圣经里面讲到呢，保罗最后怎么样？最后闯一闯的人，真的神都赐给他，全信主了。
So this is what happened to Paul. So everybody on the ship was saved and became.
因为一开始他们不相信保罗，后来他们开始听保罗的。
Because initially they did not listen to Paul. However, in the end, they all listened to Paul.
他们也是因着这个害怕呢，不吃不喝。保罗说：“你们要吃要喝。
”So out of fear, they didn't eat anything. But Paul told them, "You have to eat."
那保罗肯定知道说不吃不喝没有用，那四十个人不吃不喝也没用，也没把我杀掉。你们不吃不喝也活不了，还有什么用啊？吃喝。
Because Paul knew that, you know, if you don't eat anything, it wouldn't bring you any good. Those 40 men who vowed to kill him did not eat and drink and didn't accomplish anything.
所以后来呢，就是这些所有的人都信了主。
So in the end, everybody on board became believers.
保罗呢就去了，顺利的去了罗马。
And Paul in the end went to Rome.
你知道圣经里面有一个人叫做马辇，是该撒的通报弟兄写在里面，可能就是神这个保罗带领他信主。
So the Bible has this person 马辇。
马辇 yeah
马辇我不知道
马辇就是就是这个该撒的通报弟兄。
So who is the twin brother of Caesar?
不是 twin 就是
同胞
同胞弟兄，
不是双胞胎，
同胞不是双胞胎。
Oh. Who is the brother of Caesar?
就是同一个母亲生下的。
哦哦，这样的意思啊。
那保罗在罗马的那里面有传福音给很多的人。
So in Rome, he also preached to many people.
今天呢，就是弟兄姐妹生。给你的应许，他也必要实现。
So the promise that God gave to you, brother and sister, you will also come to pass.
那中间呢，我们就要不断的来仰望为我们创始成终的耶稣。
So in the midst, we have to always to look up to the God who, you know, the beginner of the perfecter of faith.
不管你多么软弱，先要仰望主。
So no matter how weak you are, always tell yourself to look up to Him.
不管你今天做的好还是坏。
No matter you did wrong or good.
或者你跟你先生太太吵架了 起来仰望主
or you have a battle, a quarreling with your spouse, come and, you know, go look up to him.
这不是说你应该吵架，是说当你吵架时还是要仰望主。
No, saying that you should do that, you know, but even if you did that, still look up to him.
甚至你这个犯罪了以后呢， 不是说你应该犯罪，犯罪了以后起来继续仰望主。
So if you sin, no, I'm not saying that you should sin, but even if you sin, you still have to get up and look up to him.
因为我们的主就是创始成终的主。
Because our Father is the beginner and the perfecter.
我们的主一切的能力、爱、医治都是从他而来。
So all the love, all the healing is all from him.
我再次回到那个意象，这是非常重要。我们要带人信主。我们要养育我们的儿女，我们自己要先得医治。
So once again, I want to remind you of the vision. If you want to, you know, bring up your children, if you want to bring people to Christ, you have to first of all get the healings from the Lord.
今天我们在这个加拿大好多时候碰到过去去过教会的，好多人去过教会或教会成长，为什么不来教会
？So in Canada, we will meet many people who have, you know, like went to church in the past.So you will ask them why.
他们都说着我们不喜欢回到教会被弄断。
When you ask them why, how come you don't come to church anymore? They will tell you that oh, we don't like to be judged in the church.
另外一部分人呢，怕奉献。他们就要收我们的钱。一部分是怕弄断。
So another group, when you ask them, they don't go because they don't want to pay. I mean, they don't want to get tithe. Yeah.
不管怎么样，就说这个，我们教会呢，要成为一个带来医治的地方。我们先要得医治，让人进来感受到主的爱。
So a church has to be a place that you know bring healings to people. So when people come, they will feel loved and feel protected.
今天不管我们做的好还是不好，但是我们就仰望我们的主。
So number whether we did good or wrong, we still have to look up to our Lord.
好，我们先有个祷告，祷告完了以后，大家有些见证，我们再领圣餐。
So we will first pray, and then we will have our testimonies, and also we will have the Lord's table today.
主啊，我们再次的来到你的跟前。
So once again, we come before you, Lord.
我们再次承认，主啊，我们是软弱的。
Once again, we confess that we are weak.
我们能够成为你的儿女，接受你的恩惠，完全是因着耶稣的宝血。
We became your children to receive all the grace. It's all because of our Jesus Christ.
因为我们的主在十字架上我们付了代价，把罪债还清。
Because our Lord has already paid the price on the cross and have bear all our sins.
主，我们谢谢你。
Lord, we thank you.
谢谢您今天不定我们的罪。
Thank you that you do not condemn us.
因为你在圣经里面讲，我来不是要审判的，我是要来拯救的。
So because you said that you came to not to condemn us but to save us.
今天你是来要医治的。
Today you come to heal us.
你说健康的人不需要大夫，有病的人才需要。你来就是要来医治我们。
You said that the healthy do not need a doctor. It's only the sick who need a doctor. You come to save us.
主，我们再次的敞开心。
Once again, we open our hearts.
主啊，你把这样的真理深深的放在我们的里面，让我们知道你是那创始成终的神。
Engrave this truth in our hearts so that we will know you are the pioneer and the perfecter of faith.
主啊，我们不再惧怕。
We will no longer be afraid.
因为我们在你的手里面最为安全。
Because it's safe, it's the safest if we are in your hands.
主啊，是的，主，你开始的工作，在我们身上开始的工作，也必能够完成。
So the work that you have started in our life, you will finish.
哦，你在我们属灵的儿女的身上开始的工作，也必能完成。
And the work that you have started in our spiritual children, you will also accomplish.
你在我们儿女身上开始的工作，也必能完成。
And the work that you have started in our children will also accomplish.
主啊，让我们的眼睛再次从我们周围的人的身上来彰显你。
Once again, turn our eyes from you know people around us to our Lord.
我们再次把眼睛从我们问题的身上再次的彰显你。
And also, at the same time, we'll turn away from our problems and you know turn to you.
主啊，我们彰显。仰望为我们的信心创始成终的耶稣。
We will return to you and we'll look up to the one who is the beginner and the perfecter of faith.
显心，你是初，你是终。
And we know you are the beginning, you are the end.
你是阿尔法，你是欧米伽。
You are Alpha, you are Omega.
你是创始成终的主。
You are the beginner and the finisher.
奉主耶稣的名。
In Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.